Tinotora mukana uno kukwadzisa mufudzi pano.
To thank him for his invitation for me to help. help with the preaching of the word this morning. Nekokero yavo yekuti ndibatsire nekuparidza kweevangeri mangwanani ano. I want also to greet my brother. Ndinodawo zvekare kuchingamidza hama yangu. Congratulations, Mukoma Bryce. Chochi makorokoto, Mukoma Bryce. Congratulations, my Mike. Makorokoto, my Mike. This is wonderful. Izvi zvakanyanyisa kunaka izvi. I want to really say thank you, Dorcas. Toda kuti tinotenda Dorcas waita zvakanaka. For loving Mike. Nekuda kwakaita mukoma Mike. Let's go straight into the word of the Lord. Ngatichipinde zvino pashoko raMwari. From the book of Genesis. Kubva kubhuku raGenesis. Chapter 2. Chitsauko chechipiri. I want to read beginning on verse 18. Tichaverenga kubva paverse 18. So we can see how the first marriage ever happened. Tichaona kuti muchato wekutanga wakambonyatsoitika sei. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. Zvino Ishe wakati hazvina kunaka kuti munhu agare ari woga. I will make him an help meet for him. Ini ndichamuitira mubatsiri wakamukwanira. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field. Zvino kubva muvhu Ishe wakasika zvisikwa zvose zvesango. And every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. Neshiri dzese dzesango vakazvunza kuna Adam kuti aone kuti iye izozvitumidza kuti. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Iro zita rakadanwa naAdam ndorakabva ratova zita racho zviro kwazvo. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field, but for Adam there was not found and help meet. Zvino Adam akapa zvimwe zvisikwa zvose mazita, asi kuna iye Adam kwanga kusina mubatsiri wakamukwanira. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. Zvino Ishe wakakonzeresa hope huru kuna Adam, then iye Adam ndokuwata. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. Ndokubvisa rumbabvu paari ndokuvhara panga pabva rumbabvu nenyama. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman. Zvino rumbabvu rwakabviswa naShe pamurume vakarugadzirisa mudzimai. And brought her unto the man. Ndokuunza mudzimai kumurume. And Adam said, zvino Adam wakati, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. Irava pfupa remapfupa angu uye nyama yenyama yangu. She shall be called woman. Achadanwa kunzi mudzimai. Because she was taken out of man. Nekuti wakabviswa kubva kumurume. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother. Nekudaro murume achasiya baba vake naamai vake. And so cleave unto his wife. Ogonamatira kumudzimai vake. They shall be one flesh. Vaviri ava vachava nyama imwe chete. The reading of his word, you may take your seat. Ishe varopafadze kuverenga kweshoko ravo muchigara zvenyu pasi. Looking at the scriptures here this morning, tichitarisa gwaro rataverenga mangwanani ano, as the word of God is the only true foundation for anything that we can ever do, shoko raMwari ndochete nheyo yezvokwadi pazvinhu zvose zvatingagona kuita. We draw strength from the word of God. Isu tinotora simba kubva pashoko raMwari. We draw leadership from the word of God. Tinotora utungamiri kubva pashoko raMwari. We are guided by the word of God. We tinochengetedzwa neshoko raMwari. And we are founded upon the word of God. Uye isu takatoumbwa pashoko raMwari. So reading these scriptures here, these verses here from the scriptures, tichiverenga zvitsauko izvo zvaverengwa pano, is for you to see how it all started. Ndezvekuti imi muone kuti urongwa hwese hwakatanga sei. And I want to stress on verse 21, 22, and 23. Ndoda ndinyatsobata kubva paverse 21 kusvika pa 23. This is how the first man ever got his wife. Ndo mawaniro akaita murume wekutanga mudzimai wake. And I think that is God's pattern for every other man who is in the image of God. Ndinofunga kuti ndo muitiro waMwari pamurume mumwe nemumwe anenge aruda kuroora. The Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. Mwari wakaita kuti Adam arare hope huru. Amen. Amen. If we had more deep sleeps, tikawana kurara hope dzedanda kwakati wandei, closer to the original way that weddings were ever founded. Amen.
we will be closer to the original way that weddings were found. He caused the deep sleep to come upon Adam. I think the young men don't want to sleep. They keep their eyes open. They are watching and praying. But you must, in this instance, sleep and pray. Not watch and pray. When it comes to this issue here, you need a deep sleep. So that you don't use your mind. So you won't use your own calculations. Because you can never know what is in the heart of man. It takes God. So God made a deep sleep and then he took one of the ribs and closed up the flesh thereof. And then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman. And then brought her to Adam. Brought her unto the man. That's how the first wedding was ever performed. Marriage was ever performed. God brought her unto the man. And Adam seeing that woman for the first time,
Adam achiona mudzimai kekutanga,
said, "This is now bone of my bones.
Akati iri rava pfupa remapfupa angu.
Flesh of my flesh.
Nyama yenyama yangu."
And he was just so moved to go ahead and name her.
Akatonzwa kuda kuenderera mberi nekumutumidza zita.
And she shall be called woman.
Achadanwa kuti mudzimai,
because she was taken out of man.
Nekuti wakabviswa kubva pamurume.
So that's what I would like just to speak on for a few moments.
Ndo zvatiri kuda kuti taure nezvazvo kwechinguva shomana.
Taken out of man.
Kubviswa kubva pamurume.
Taken out of man.
Kubviswa kubva pamurume.
The first couple that ever lived on earth, Adam and Eve.
Muri yekutanga yakararama panyika, Adam na Eva.
The way that Adam got his wife,
nzira yakawanikwa mudzimai nayo na Adam,
is that she was taken out of Adam.
Inyaya yekuti Eva akatobviswa kubva pana Adam.
And that is a sure foundation for any couple.
Iyo manje ndo nheyo yezvokwadi kumuri imwe neimwe.
She has to be taken out of the man.
Mudzimai anofanira kutobviswa kubva pamurume.
The Lord God, after taking a rib from Adam,
Mwari shure kwekubvisa rumbabvu kubva pana Adam,
forming a woman,
wachifoma mudzimai,
then brought her to Adam.
Ndokuchizounza mudzimai wagadziraya kuna Adam.
That's the mystery surrounding the success of a marriage. The mystery of the success of a marriage is the source of the wife. The source of Eve. The source of the woman. Where is she coming from?
Mudzimai ari kubva kupi?
Who brought her to you?
Ndiani kwakaunza mudzimai kwauri?
Whose bone is she?
Ko iye rimbori pfupa rani?
Whose flesh is she?
Ko inyama yani?
Is she bone of your bone?
Inyama yenyama yako here?
Is she flesh of your flesh?
Ivhupa remapfupa ako here?
The first wife ever to be given to a man.
Mudzimai wekutanga akaendeswa kumurume.
Taken out of the man.
Akabviswa kumurume.
That is God's original way.
Ndonzira yaMwari yepamavambo.
That is God's eternal way.
Ndonzira yaMwari yezenda nakwe.
You want a happy marriage?
Kana uchida muchato nemufaro.
You want a successful marriage?
Kana uchida muchato nekubudirira.
Whose bone is she?
Ko iye rimbori parani?
Whose flesh is she?
Ko iye mudzimai imbori nyama yani?
Who brought her to you?
Ndiani kwakaunza mudzimai uyu kwauri?
She has to be taken out of you.
Anofanira kunge akabviswa kwauri.
That first wife,
mudzimai wekutanga,
Eve,
Eva,
was given to Adam,
akapiwa kuna Adam,
from the Lord.
Kubva kuna Mwari.
The Lord God brought her to Adam.
Mwari vakaunza Eva kuna Adam.
Mike.
Mike.
Who brought her to you?
Ndiana akaunza dokazi kwamuri mukoma bai.
You who are married.
Imi wakaro vari mumushato.
Who brought your darling to you?
Ndiani kwakaunza chiponda moyo chako kwauri.
Chiponda moyo. Who brought your wife to you?
Ndiani wakaunza mudzimai wako kwauri.
If you are not sure.
Kana usina chokwadi.
Find out.
Izonyasoita tsvakurudzo.
And be sure.
Uwe nechokwadi.
Sometimes it's God.
Dzimwe nguva ndiMwari.
But you are thinking it's not.
Asi ofunga kuti havasi.
Because of the many problems that we have had together.
Nekuda kwematambudziko akatiwanda yamune makapindana nawo muri mese.
But you know what, brothers and sisters.
Munoziva chii amanzi.
The Bible does not say a house that's built upon the rock will not have winds blowing upon it.
Bhaibheri harimbotauri kuti imba ine nhoo dziri padombo haichazozunguzwi nemhepo.
The Bible just tells us that if it's built upon the rock.
Bhaibheri rinongotaura kuti kana imba yakavakwa padombo.
Rock is a revelation.
Dombo kachizaruro.
Which means if it was revealed to you that this is my husband, this is my wife.
Kana zvakaratidzwa kwauri kuti uyu ndiye murume wangu, uyu ndiye mudzimai wangu.
The winds may blow.
Mhepo dzinogona kuvhuvhuta.
The storms will come.
Maduta anotouya.
But that house will stand.
Asi imba iyoyo manje inorarama nekusingaperi.
Let your house stand.
Ita kuti imba yako imire.
Let our house stand.
Dzimba dzedu ngadzimire.
Upon that rock of the revelation.
Padombo riya rechizaruro rakatitungamirira kune mumwe nemumwe.
Eve was born of Adam's bone and flesh of Adam's flesh.
Eva, rekengeri ipfupa remapfupa Adam, inyama yenyama ya Adam.
This is why she could not come up with a different name.
Ndosaka asina kugona kuzouya nerimwe zita rakasiyana.
She had no identity outside of Adam.
Anga asina chimwe chimiro chiri kunze kwechimiro chaAdam.
I think that is beautiful.
Indinoona kunge zvakanyanyisa kunaka.
She had no future outside of Adam.
Anga asina remangwana riri kunze kweAdam.
She had nowhere else to go outside of being with Adam.
Anga asina kumwe kwekuti angaende nzeko kunge ari kuna Adam.
A true wife.
Mudzimai wezvokwadi.
Is part of the husband.
Chikamu chemurume wache.
She has no identity outside of her husband.
Haana chimwe chimiro kunze kwechimiro chemurume wake.
This is why Adam said,
ndosaka Adam wakati,
she shall be called woman.
Achadanwa kunzi mudzimai.
She bears the name of the man.
Akatora zita remurume.
Woman.
Pakazongoiswa wu kwekutanga.
Amen. You came from me. You are me extended.
Uri chikamu changu nekuti wakabva kwandiri.
You are my tender part.
Uri nyama yangu yakapfawa.
You are my compassionate part.
Uri kachikamu kangu kakanakisa.
I am the man with the burly spirit.
Ini ndiri murume ane mweya wakada kukwakasha.
You are the one anotyora muzura nekukurumidza kuchema panodiwa kuchema.
You are the one who is humble and you always remain humble, but we are one flesh.
You see, when someone dies,
nona kana mwe munachinga afa.
The women are very good sirens.
Aiwa, madzimai vakaropafadzwa panyaya dzekuchema.
To let everyone know.
Kuitira kuti vanhu vese vazive.
That there is something wrong there.
Kuti pane zvatsveya maneche papo.
There are just ambulances for people to know that you must get out of the way and go and see what's happening.
Vano zvamba zvekuti vanhu vese vazive kuti aiwa chibuda emuzira kune zvaiti.
But the men.
Asi murume.
They start saying, please, tsvakai huni muise moto apo buditsai masofa acho mumba angazopera kutsikwa tsikwa zvakadini.
Hama dzinenge dzakuto mhanya ne urongo.
Tiite kanzatu kanzatu tonoti mari tingaiona kupi yechine.
Let's do the contributions to meet ABC.
But they need one another now.
Asi vanhu havanotodanana mumwe nemumwe anotoda mumwe ipapo.
You only have the men to arrange the protocols without the sirens to get people to come.
mukangoti mimi bedzi murungoda vanongoronga urongo asi nzira dzacho dzisina kucheneswa.
You are going to hire a bus with no one to go on the bus.
Muchazongoita kuti bhazi rimirapo shaiko anoenda nekuti hapana.
But also if you have the sirens only.
Mukaoo futi nevanongodaidzira chete.
And without those who arrange
zvinofamba. Pasina vanoronga kuti zvienderere mberi.
It doesn't work.
Hazvishandi.
So these two must be one.
Ava varume vaviri vanofanira kutoita chinhu chimwe.
You need the siren and the logistic worker.
Munoda vanodanidzira neavo vanobata hurongwa.
She shall be called woman.
Achadanwa kuti mudzimai.
Because she was taken out of man.
Nekuti akabva kumurume.
I want you to know that the Lord God.
Kuti muzive kuti Ishe Mwari.
Put Adam to sleep.
Vakaita kuti Adam arare.
In order to take out of him.
Kuti vakwanise kubvisa paari.
His wife.
Mudzimai wake.
When he put her to him to sleep,
pavakaita kuti Adam arare,
he then extracted out of Adam,
vakaizozvomora kubva pana Adam,
the building materials,
zvaidiwa pakugadzira
for his wife,
mudzimai wake.
That is how God does it even yet today.
Ndo maitiro anoita Mwari kunyangwe nanhasi.
A wife must compliment the husband.
Mukadzi anofanira kuenderana nemurume.
In other words, she must be the inside, the unseen inside of the man.
Mudzimai anofanira kuva kake chemukati chemurume chekuti nzvimbo yakafawa yemurume.
I may not know much about Mike. He is now out there.
Ndingatadza kunyatsoziva zvakanyanya pamusoro paMike nenyaya dzekunge ari kunze uko.
But say if I knew a whole lot about Dorcas being sincere.
Asi ndikangoziva Dorcas sezvo aripo pano.
And then if I see Mike coming to Dorcas.
Ndikaona Mike achiuya kuna Dorcas.
I need not worry about who he is.
Handichatomboneseki nekuti Mike ndiani.
Because I look at his choice.
Ndakushingotarisa pane sarudzo yaDorcas.
Maramba makanyarara.
You are now quiet.
Nokuti hamuna kuzvibata.
Because you did not catch it.
Ushu. Dorcas.
Sister Dorcas.
Kuratidzirwa kwechakadzika chiri muna Mike.
It's a revelation to what is Mike.
Kana Mike akanaka.
If Mike is a good man,
anoda chakanaka.
He always desires good things.
Kana akaipawo.
If he is bad,
anongo
you get attracted to bad things. You can clap your hands freely. Amen.
I want to embed as we could see kiss.
Amen.
Mwari hadi vanhu vanoita tsuro tungori half half.
Don't do your things in half.
Kana kupa total deliverance.
Mwari kana vachingova kusunungura vanokusunungura vacho. If you are clapping, make sure you clap. Hallelujah. You have to clap strongly. Amen. Yes. Kuita kusikiza. You are now in Laodicean. You are not warm. You are not hot. You are not cold.
Pisa.
Be hot.
Kana tonora.
Or be cold.
Batura kana rega.
If you think of clapping hands, then you clap. If you don't want to leave.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Uye mufundisi vati.
The pastor said.
Kana uchida siti yako.
If you want your chair.
Man's what
you heard what the pastor said. If you want to be where you are seated, you have to be happy. Now, if you try to be happy behind this mask, it becomes difficult. You have to clap your hands strongly so that we can see you. Amen.
Now, so I might not know about Mike, what he's doing out there.
Huh?
But if I know Dorcas very well,
I
and realize my son has been attracted to Dorcas, I know who Mike is.
Ari
right.
He is right.
Kana Dorcas ari right.
Oh, Dorcas is right.
Amen.
Amen.
Zvakaitika saizvozvo.
It happened like this.
Pane mukomana akauya kwandiri.
There was a certain young man who came to me.
Makore mairi kuti darikidzei pamwe achiuya achida kutsvake muriwo.
A few years ago, as he was looking for. He said, Pastor, I now desire to get married. Can you come and tell me, Pastor, I want to get married? Then look for a woman. I've come to you because the lady I love, maybe you are the one who can help. Come out plainly. What do you want to say exactly? The lady is your daughter. Where are you getting this courage of coming to me, the Father? Do you know that I cannot hit you with a stick? But at times we remove these jackets for being a pastor. And do according to the situation. I said, I know. If I receive the beating from the pastor, then it's a blessing. I had two daughters then.
Rejoice and Rosen.
And he said, I want Rosen, the young one. Yeah, you did not play your cards very well. I once read in the Bible, it's not allowed. And I said, young man, go back and don't come with other revelations here. We won't accept them. I said, if you come about to rejoice, fine, maybe you might discuss, but not this young man. I then dismissed him, and he thought maybe it was a joke. See you, young man. So, Pastor, we are already done. He said, Pastor, I'm serious. Especially I knew his father very well. He was my very close friend. The mother I knew they were genuine old timers. But you know, sometimes children, they go far away looking for education or employment. If you call somebody to come and interpret, you say, fine, I want to interpret. If you want to know the person is good at interpretation, preach in Shona. Preach in short. That's when you realize that this is a foreign language. This is not our mother language. We are at a wedding. So we have to rejoice. I'm being tested. Please pray for me.
Brother, do you like man's grandri kutaura?
It's all right.
Do you kumbira umbraya kunwa?
May I please have water to drink?
Matiche?
May I please have water to drink?
Ah, that is this one, was it? Do you kumbira umbura? Do you like mchirungu?
May I please have water to drink?
Ah, Maresa.
All right.
Maresa. Dakureta I class 3.
All right.
Pane varungu vakamboya kumba kwangu.
A certain white man came to my place.
Vaibva ku America uko.
They were from America.
Kunobva vanoziva muprofita wedu Brother Branham.
Where our prophet came from, Brother William Marion
Branham.
They were preaching in English, American English. So as they came to my place,
Brother Joseph.
After eating, they said, Brother Joseph,
can I please have some water?
Brother Joseph,
I beg your pardon. May I please have some water?
I said, what are you saying?
May I please have some water?
Vura.
I said, oh, you want the water?
Oh, ama murugu da mvura.
That's the way he translated this. Water. And I said, Waresa, water. Now, those brothers then said to me,
ama itzindoku soti kumufundi.
Brother Joseph.
Ama Joseph.
It's not water.
I think the water.
It's water.
It's the water.
I said, no. British.
We were
taught by the Queen.
And
the Queen says water.
Mambokazi wakati water kwete
wara.
Water.
At me and says, Brother Joseph.
Akati ama Joseph.
Say what the tape says.
Itai taura is not a urwa. Ne,
and he just took the breath out of me. I said, brother, in that instance, okay, I'll give you some water. Well, so just to make you relax a little bit, it's a wedding. We don't want to be tense in a wedding service. So I the brother then phoned me and said, Pastor, I'm really serious.
I said,
well, look, Nathan, I must be honest with you. This is my daughter. I have a record of where she's been, and we've been with her and never had problems with her. She's been here coming from work on time and everything else. If she was misbehaving, maybe she was very clever enough to hide away from us, but we've never had to sort out any problems. So you let me know. I haven't met you for a long time. You left Zimbabwe, you went to South Africa, and then when you came in the UK, you never would come here. You just came once to our church there. So how has it been you with the Lord? So I was very open to Nathan. I said, listen, I wouldn't mind giving you, but I want to know a bit more about you. Were you going to church? Were you still holding on? He says, yes, Pastor, I went to Cape Town. I was worshiping with Pastor Beckett there and all that. Then I came, I was worshiping in Manchester under Pastor Joseph there. And then now I'm in Scotland there with the pastor there.
And the
before I allow you to talk to her, give me just a week to pray about this issue here.
So I was praying.
And I said, Lord, if I say yes,
Rose
Anne is going to be influenced by my saying yes.
Rosane acharunzirwa na hongu andichaita ini.
But I don't know whether it is your perfect will.
She will
ask me, what do you think, Dad?
Nekuti Rosaine achandibvunza akati imi munofungei baba.
How do you see him?
Munomuonawo sei
mujaya. So what will I say?
Ko ndichati kudi.
So while I'm in prayer.
Panda ndiri pamunamato.
The Lord just had me read the book Choosing a Bride.
Ishe wakanditungamirira kuti ndiverenge bhuku rinonzi kusarudzwa kwemwenga.
The Lord spoke to me directly.
Ishe vakataura neni zvakananga.
From paragraph 58.
Kubva pa paragraph 58.
Now I knew Roseanne was a real Christian.
Ndainyatsoziva kuti Roseanne ang ari muKristu wemazviro kwavo.
I was there when she received the Holy Spirit.
Ndaitovapo paakagamuchira Mweya Mutsvene.
We were very open with my daughters. I mean, Rejoice one time came to me and says, Daddy, I'm so lonesome. I need a boyfriend.
Ndaka ndiri pedyo kwazvo nevanasikana vangu dzimwe nguva Rejoice akatoya kwandirati ha baba ndiri kunyanya surukirwa ndakudawo shamwari yechikomana.
Rejoice, I don't blame you. You are 22 years old and you need a boyfriend. I got mine when I was 23 years old and I got married, so I'll be in prayer for you that you get a boyfriend, but don't do anything out of pressure. And all this, I'm praying for you. Remember, Daddy is praying for you.
Ndakati aiwa andikuwaniri mhosva mwanasikana wangu nekuti wane makore 22 unofanira kunge une shamwariwo yechikomana. Ini ndakaitawo shamwari yangu yechisikana pana ndine makore 23. Saka rega ndinamate tirege kuita zvinhu
zvisi.
Ndakanamata Rejoice kwemakore masere.
No brother came.
Hapana hama yakauya.
I saw a brother one time.
Ndakazo ona hama pane imwe nguva.
But I really thought you could be the one.
Ndakatofunga kuti haiwa pamwe haiwa tasvika manje.
Musaita kunga ndini ndega ndinozviita.
Don't pretend as if it's only the pastor who does that.
Todano anorevesa anotaura chokwadi.
We want genuine Christians.
Because maziso haana mugano.
Yes, yes, amen. Eyes have no limit.
Saka umboti akomana. Zvitambo izvi zvejaha izvi. This
guy, why can't he just come and say, Pastor, you know, this is the issue.
But they went and they got married. Then one day I got a bit desperate. I said, Lord, you know, Rejoice told me confidence as a pastor, as a father. And here, oh God, I'm praying for other people. You answered their request. But my own daughter came to me. It's now 9 years. Please, Lord, won't you do something? Moyo wangu wakatsemuka.
Ndakanamata ndikati aiwa ishe tariraika mwana wangu akakumbira.
Moyo wako watsemuka.
If you ask,
anokupa chinhu
icho. If you ask the Lord in a desperate situation, God will give you.
Ndakanamata maneri wayo kuma 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. Ndichingomuka makusena.
I prayed that night around 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock.
A brother phoned me.
Pakaita hama yakabva yatofona mangwanani.
Pastor Chikosi, munofara here?
Pastor Chikosi, how are you?
Ndinofara mwanangu.
And I said, I'm well, my son.
Ndiwe ani?
Who are you?
Ndinonzi Elijah.
I am brother Elijah.
Elijah ani?
Elijah who?
Elijah Mudewe.
Elijah Mudewe.
Mudewe upi wacho?
Which Mudewe is this?
Wamunoziya yeye pastor baba wangu akashayika vanobva kudombo rutindira huko kwa Mutare huko.
The one you know, my father, the past on from Mutare.
Yes, ndinoziya baba wako takanamata nawo stereka shuro mwana wangu handikuzivika iwewe.
Apa
ndokanga nokuti ndakumbira zvekutsemukira
mwana. Yes, I knew your father, but you the son I don't know.
Ndinoko nakukumbira mwari chinhu ka ochiunza nenzira yekuti hautozvona kuti wakutopi.
You may ask you something from God and you receive the answer, but you may not realize that this is the answer to your
prayer.
I had forgotten, and this young man now, I don't even know
him.
To me, he can't even be my son-in-law from God. I said, but I don't know you, and he said, but Pastor, you know, we used to meet at church several times. And I said, I can't remember anymore.
At university teaching at I'm
lecturing at the University of Zimbabwe and another institution.
And
if you want to marry my daughter, I must have the full details of yourself. And And he said, Pastor, I would like to meet you.
Angari mazuwa ya COVID, yaka wamara steri kumunana, was it first, second wave, yaka wamunana January, February, somewhere there. But ido gorene kutanga kwa mashuru.
It was during that lockdown period.
COVID,
and I said, remember my friend,
we are
in a lockdown, can we speak over the phone?
And he said, may I
please speak to your daughter, Rejoice? And I said, what's your name, my brother?
Elijah. Oh, what
you are the son to brother Mdewe. When did you come to the message? Totally forgotten. Now it's my prayer being answered. Sometimes God's blessings, they come in disguise. If you are not careful, you might miss.
I put
that brother in a corner,
Pastor,
asking
Mahanda
a lot of questions. Does Pastor Mahanda know you? When did you come to the message? He was lashed with a number of questions. It was his courage to continue. And I said, did you talk to the pastor about this issue? And he said, yes, I did. What did he say? He said, no, I have no problem with that. But he said, I have to get in contact with you. You said, the pastor really knows you that you can even marry my daughter? And he said, yes. I said, well. Give me some time. I think I'll come back to you. And I called Pastor Mahanda. And he said, that one is a genuine Christian. I know, and I can even stand for him. Even to the outreach programs we go with him, he is filled with the Holy Spirit. I said, okay.
Meanwhile,
I said to him, please send me your photo so that I can see you.
Profile.
He looked for a very nice picture.
Gentleman.
And he sent a picture standing like a gentleman. These children of ours. If you say you are good at children, then you don't have one. But yeah, for sure he's a gentleman. Let me go to my daughter then. Then I forwarded that picture to my daughter,
Joyce.
I did not say anything. He was waiting for the father's word behind the picture, but nothing. 5 minutes gone.
10 minutes
gone.
Those are 15 minutes.
Then 15 minutes, there came a message.
Love and that check and want to rejoice.
I saw a message from Rejoice.
Come on, Dad, say something.
Baba, my friend, one day itaura ikachimwe chinhu apa. Taura ikachimwe chinhu apa, Baba.
Say something.
One day woka chekutaura apa.
Vanda zongo, do you love him?
And I said, Unomudaere.
You can see, I gave him your number.
So, Mkoma na ndakampa number zenyu baba. Ndine ndakampa number zenyu.
Then I told the boy to phone me again.
I said, fine, come home so that you can.
During that time also, has God answered me so
quickly, so instantly. So I began to just thank the Lord, and I said, Lord, I thank you for Mkwambo. I thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. For sure. Amen. It's not very rare for you to find son-in-law. Amen.
Hanzi ama zaku durides.
Ndokubva ndati woya kumba.
I said fine, you can come home.
Zvikanzi ah zvihanisani ndambo svika kumba kwenyu. Ndikati iwe.
And I said hey you.
Chibva waregedza kusvika pano.
Then don't come to my place.
Because I'm sorry, Pastor. Dinosika.
No, I'm very sorry, Pastor. I'll get there. You want me to give you my address, and yet you want to come and ask out my daughter? Then here came the brother.
I couldn't hide my joy.
And number one, I'm far away.
Nekuti protocol yekuti munhu wa VIP wa sanitizer here, wa mask here.
Yes. Panengo kuti ma protocols tinomboisa parutivi.
Tazogara tataura tataura. Saka wazopwana ni address iyo. Wapwana Pastor Manda.
Then did you receive my address from Pastor Manda?
Kazapwana Rijo.
Said no, Rijo gave me the address.
These people. Hamazango, let God give you.
Ama ire gamari vakupe. Amen.
If I had used my own mind, I would have worked against God's providence. Before I read this quotation, which I want to read to you here, which God spoke to me in Roseanne's case, I want to say the same about Rachel, my first daughter.
When
Dr. Mafara phoned me that he wanted to talk to me,
Dr. Mafara, for one phone, I was right out of the
I went unsuspecting.
He
took me out to eat. We ate very well.
Said,
Pastor,
I now desire to get married. And I said,
oh, why da kufamba sekanzaa? That's when da kundukone kutiji.
I wanted you to help me.
Very good sisters there. Told him another good sister we had at the Highlands there. And then she's a very good one, especially for you.
Now, you
know Mafara, some of you have doctor there. You know Mafara. He had come from Bulawayo.
So
I didn't know much about his background.
And
his name is Mafara Gweja. So the Gweja part, I thought, Gweja, Sindebele lo, Yakuluma lo.
But
no, he's actually from Mount Darwin. But I didn't know. I thought Munde were chayichayo. I never would think he would ever try to say something to my daughter when I'm a pastor, the first daughter. Kuti mwana wangu aende kwamambula ndiri pastor inini otorwa nemunde were I couldn't see that happening. When you are asking God for something, don't overtell God what you want.
Kana makukumbira Mwari haikona bva manyanyo donongodza zvamuri kuda regai vakupei zvavanoda ivo.
Saka achibva ati uyu ndinomuziva zvangu but actually pastor, to cut a long story short, munhu wandiri kuda chaende Rachel.
Father, without wasting much time, Father, the person I love is Rachel. Sister Rachel. And I said, how? You want my daughter? Where did you see Rachel?
Well, she was in first year, patata, kuta, tamu, fifth year, tilikuita medicine, uko, so, nikata, ayo, wazoku, wadikutura wanafaraya, you know, the chihuahua girls were big, and I said, no, ndangofila kuti, I really like character, ya Rachel. In my heart, I said, this is not going to happen. Brother, let me pray about it. So kungo muti asa tamwe.
Ndakango tuwai wa amare gandhi bosara ndishi namata asiai wa angari mashokwe kupapamu.
I went into prayer.
Ndakapinda pamyenge tero.
I said, Lord, I don't know this boy.
Ndakata ishe uimurume andimziwe.
I don't know what he has done in his life.
Andombo ziti mupenyu wake akaitia.
And I don't know if he used to do things.
If
he used to do some things,
and
then he got saved,
he
get a real overcoming victory over those things.
And sometimes he goes
back to them.
And the Lord is hard
for me.
In my heart,
I cannot give him my daughter.
And
said, Lord, not my will. Let your will be.
You know,
while I was waiting upon the Lord, a very powerful thought, which to me was the voice of God, came to me saying, why not ask him to come and give you his full testimony? Ask him where he comes from, who his mother, father, how he grew up as a little boy. Was he ever into drugs? Was he ever into fornications? Was he ever into beer drinking? Was he ever into whatever? And does he receive the Holy Ghost and things like
that?
So I felt that was it. So I said to myself, Lord, I put a fleece. If this boy comes, because I don't know him, I'll only give him to Rachel. If he has never been indulging in all those evil things, I made it a real difficult. I said, Lord, if he has never been in adulteries and fornication, if he has never smoked, if he has never drunk, if he has never been outside in the world, I'll let him have Rachel because I have no reason to think he will start it after marriage.
And
he said, Mafara, can you just share with me your testimony so that I can pray knowing who you are? He says to me, Pastor, it's my joy to give you my testimony.
If I know somebody who knows where he's standing in the Lord, then my heart rejoices.
Because
my father is a pastor.
My wangu vese vano pastor a Pentecostal church Bulawayo.
My mother is also a pastor at a certain Pentecostal church in Bulawayo.
Very strict Pentecostal church.
They never
allowed us to watch television. We had to go next door to watch television. Well, as a young boy, would go to church every time, so I never had a girlfriend. I've never smoked or whatever, because we were just raised up in Pentecostal church, holiness.
And we come from Mount Darwin.
I got the message from Eagle Eye Tabernacle there. And I would go for services. But my father began to persecute me because we are Pentecostals and I was the son of a Pentecostal pastor. Until I stopped, I would have to do it with wisdom, go to my church. If we finish early, then I would just rush to go to Eagle Eye.
So,
here I am enjoying a testimony of someone who has met Jesus. Then he says, we went to the mission school somewhere there, can't remember the name. He said it was an Anglican mission. Then we were reading spoken word books and having prayer. Until the authorities heard about it, and they began persecuting us.
He even
said one time he was beaten, or something like that, and then they were now praying in the forest. I said to myself, what more do I need? This testimony here is his credentials. I had not told my wife.
And I did not know who jumps in my
house.
Don't tell sisters at an early stage. Pray before telling these sirens.
Saka, I was convinced in my heart, okay, it's now up to Rachel. As for me, I can accept it.
Ndakava nechokwadi mumwe mangu kuti aiwa nyaya sara kuna Rachel inini kwandiri ndagutsikana.
And so I said, shall I tell the mother first before I tell Rachel?
Gandona ndikataura mai here ndisati ndataura Rachel.
1 2 3 4 ndodi apa. Mhm. Ndikada
let me speak to Rachel.
Ndikati Rachel sangu ndiri kufonina sa pastor.
I said, I'm calling you as your pastor. I don't say dead, say pastor, man of God. And she said, yes, man of God. Yeah, there's a certain man of God who came to see me. He said he loves you. What do you think? And he said, who is that? Mafara.
Oh, Mafara.
He said, oh, brother Mafara.
It's okay, Dad.
Not a problem, Dad. When did you pray about this issue?
Amen.
The first boy who will come to my dad or to the pastor, not coming direct to me as if you want to test waters. If the pastor says the guy
the first
is
first one that will come,
we will tanga ye
acha. I'll take it to be my God-given husband.
Ye ndiyo andisha tura kuwa murume wangu andapewa na ashe.
Amen. Kana kupatura kwatura cha hizo. Haikona kupatura hafu.
Nyasombere saika.
Because testimony ya chinu chiri rightika. Ukaigashiraka newewe unoitiri kwa hosu iri right.
Amen. A testimony, if you receive it,
so
you
said, Pastor, it's okay. Let him come to me. And okay, let me talk to your mother first because I don't know how your mother is going to react.
And the fund is
managing the sirens by prayer. So I come to the wife. I said, honey, you know Mafara.
Oh, doctor, why?
Doku.
And I said, yes, he wants to speak to Rachel.
Mafara is my friend.
And the wife said, okay.
Oh.
Mafara isha
kwaya. I remember that Mafara used to come achi angari chiremba wambuya chikosi, angari chiremba wambuya mtaka, angari chiremba wasekuru mtaka. Why we are nichiro chaka achiti femai?
Dr. Mafara was a friend to the family. Amen.
Mother is okay. But what ona kuti pano vakamira sei.
Chizaro,
that is how they got married. Now, on Rose End.
Amen.
On
Rose End.
Nathan,
I know his father. But him, I don't know anything.
But I know Rose End is going to depend on me what I will say.
Those are Rose End.
Fasting. Then I'm led to read choosing the bride.
Paragraph 58.
This book now says, again, the kind of woman that a man would choose will reflect his ambition and his character. I had read this many, many years. From 1977. Reading this many, many times. But it never spoke to me like it did those 2 years ago when Rosen was about to be married. So it goes on. If a man chooses the wrong woman, it reflects his character.
Kana murume akasarudza mudzimai asirie.
It reflects his character.
Zvinoratidzirawo hunhu hwake zvekare.
And what he ties himself to.
Nezva ari kuzvibatanidza kwazviri.
Shows truly what's in him.
Zvinoratidza pachena zviri maari iye murume.
It shows what's down in him.
What's
in the man when he chooses her for a life? A woman reflects what's in the man sorry, what he ties himself to shows truly what's in him. I put the quotation down. I said, I now know what's in Nathan. Because I know who
Roseanne
is. Roseanne is a good girl.
Roseanne,
and if Nathan is being drawn to this good girl,
Nathan
I don't know him much, but it means he is good. I amen enyu mashomaka because hamuna kutenda kamoda kushandisa medula wa blangata enyu.
Itaiwo kama amen.
Moda kushandisa pfungwa dzenyu.
You want to use your mind.
Pasoni wa mwono ya vasiri right. Ukana uchinga wazina matira kazu ina nzira
yeye. You have to pray
this
first.
Talk to me and says here, let me finish up. He said, a woman reflects what's in the man when he chooses her for wife.
Mudzimai anoratidzira zviri mumurume kana achinge amusarudza kuti ave mudzimai wake.
It shows what's down in him.
Zvinoratidzira zvakadzika dzika
zvine murume. No matter what he says outside.
Hazvinei nezvaangapupura iye nemuromo wake.
Watch what he married.
Tarisa waanorora.
Hama dzangu, that way God spoke to me. I said, apa nda surrender.
Apa ndo mwari pakataura neni.
You can talk to Roseanne. It's up to her what she will say. But from my side, this green light is for you. You can go. When I spoke to my wife, she says, we know the Zakai family. It's okay. He's a good boy.
Amen. Sister, shikosa wakataiwa.
That's how they got married.
Ndo mawana nilwa wakatoita.
Dorcas is reflecting
Michael.
Regardless what Michael may say or do.
Something in Michael
shows Dorcas.
There
are many girls in this church.
There
are many sisters in here. But Michael was never drawn to them.
Michael,
why?
Say,
that is his rib. Michael saw something in Dorcas.
Michael akaona chimwe chinhu muna Dorcas.
To compliment his character.
Chinogona kuzadzikisa munhu wake.
Ndakawana uyu, ndinobvanda kwana.
And he said, if I marry this one, then I'll be complete.
Ndakawana uyu, ndinobvanda ita murume ari complete.
If I marry this one, I will become a full man.
That's exactly what it is.
Ndozva zvinongori.
As I close, I want to say this.
Ndichivhara ndoda kutaura izvi.
Marriage is not a covenant of getting.
Muchato I see sungano
of getting
yekutora.
No, this is why many of the weddings are just crumbling.
Ndosaka michato mizhinji iri kungova.
You never go into it to get.
Haungopindi mairi zvazvokuti uri kuda kungowana.
You get into it to give.
Unotopinda mairi nenyaya kuti uri kuda kupa.
It's a covenant of giving.
Isungano yekupa.
If you are looking for what you are going to get from Dorcas, Michael, I'll tell you what you will get. Disappointments. Frustration. You might not even get one value that you thought she had. Because you were just in a fantasy love and you know, you... Even if kanai ne manga kabukosa, hambo uyasina kupfeka mariposa ake zve.
Amen.
Ziti?
Yes, amen.
Anofukidza manga nemariposa achiya, "Why are you Mike?" Nasu no Mike ndo pacha muziva.
Today that's when you get to know the real Dorcas.
Kumudza kwa maita muchikunita zvingoti I love you, I love you ne zvima status zvamunodai. Ngezvo kuita izvo.
That one was not the real thing. You get to know exactly what you married. If you are looking for something from her, no, she will not come to you chewing that chewing gum like she used to do. That one is a courtship issue. She is not the real Dorcas to you. She will present herself as the real Dorcas with all that is in her. Yeah, what she is known about.
Those were for courtship, my brother.
Those status issues and profiles.
Because of you. I can't even sleep.
And so we're going to kurara hope hadzisi kubata.
One yazika kunye panorara.
Aka akatokodzira.
Nanorara kurara kufodera hope kutorota pamai nomwe futi.
That deep sleep. Amen.
Izve zvinoba kutanga marriage.
Right now, the marriage is just starting. What you will see from her, and what you, she will see from you, that's now the reality. That's where the test of love you have from
Mike.
That's where you now have that test for your love.
You must come to a place where you say, I just don't know why I love her. I just love her.
And this is what you say, ndaka muda, asindi nongo muda. I once gave this test to the young ones. Those who were in courtship. I said, write down what you want from your man or from your woman. Oh, I had a lot of story. A spiritual somebody.
Apana hope anomborota inopota. Mumu. I makati tinotaura nyete pa Jesu every time.
We talk about Jesus.
But one akazomboti pastor, to be honest, and I don't know why I love him.
And I need an confundisi nemunge chete wakagona uzongobuda pashan. In I don't see what say in dagamuda.
Da kuchi wa uzakuchi munu anechi konzero chakanaka chukuda mumu wake. De uyu atuyu, I don't know why I love him.
The only person with a good reason why she loves the man is the one who said, I don't even know why I love him.
Because if you love him because ari kurota hope dzekwa mwari, musi wanorota dzekumasvikiro, ndoba uchamusiya ipapo.
Hallelujah. If you love him because of the good dreams, then the day he is going to dream bad, then...
When
he is in a backslidden condition, that's when you should love him the more so that he can come back to the Lord. Because love brings back. Love heals. Love bandages up. Amen. When Jesus loved us, did he have anything? Wasn't it the love of God that removed our sins away? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because of that love of God, today we are now the children of God. Amen.
If you love her,
kana ushimu damuska now.
You don't know why you love her.
Auto zivi.
Unomutirei. If you love her, you don't know. I
pastor. Jokas kana ushida Michael. Auto zivi. Unongo muda.
There's a couple that once come into my office.
Pane ime muri akambo uya ku office kwa.
He was working with this girl.
Anga achishanda nemuska now.
She was from another church.
Anga achibvakune imwe kereke.
Not of the message.
Isiri ku message.
But a real lady.
Asi mudzimaisha iye.
He was trying to witness to her.
Asama kupupuro kwaari.
You know how brothers do sometimes.
No zos, no it kane hama dzimwe nguru.
They bring them in. So that when they bring them in, they can take them in. But then, okay, she was brought in. She loved the message and she was baptized.
And I talked to her. Amen.
A real Christian broke down, weeping and crying.
Then I said
to the brother, Pastor, I think I would like permission for me just to be officially girlfriends with her. Brother,
why can't you just give it some time?
akanzi asi pastor. I just love her. Akutochema.
Pastor, inini ndinongomudawo ini hangu.
Ndikatichidana naye mozoya ndokuchatisa
hi. He said, "Okay, it's fine. Then be in love. Then come later and I'll."
Panerudo rwechokwadi.
I respect where there is genuine love. Because God is love.
You love him, say amen.
Amen.
Let me just read this and as I give to the pastor here. I know my time is gone. When a man in kinsman redeemer, brother, you know, sorry, the choosing of a bride. And we find out that if a man prayed and a woman prayed over the matter, not just to get a pretty set of eyes or big strong shoulders or such as that or some other world affection, but would look first to God and say, God, is this your plan?
Oregera kuti asazvo kuti akanaka zvakamira sei ane mabendeketa akadai akadai otarisa chete zviri mwari ongoti mwari ndoo here kuda kwenyu.
Kingsman Redeemer, paragraph 47.
Paragraph 47.
And when a man loves a woman and marries her because she's just pretty, there will be an end to that.
Murume akangoda mudzimai ngomurora nenyaya kuti akangonaka hazvina nematuro izvozvo.
There's an end to that.
Fine, magumo pazvi.
But when a man finds a woman that he loves, he don't know why, but he loves her.
Asi murume akaona mudzimai waanoda haazivi kuti sei asi anongomuka.
And she finds a man that she loves, no matter what he looks like.
Mudzimai owanawo murume waanoda kuti iye mudzimai haatozivi kuti sei
achimuda. He loves her, she loves him.
Murume anoda mudzimai, mudzimai anodawo murume.
That's an eternal mate in glory.
Iyo manje ndoo muchato unezviendana kuenda.
Death or nothing can never separate them.
Hapana chinogona kuvapatsanira kunyangwe rufu zvavo.
Because they are from eternity.
Nekuti vakabva muzviendana kuenda.
And they stepped out into the space of time.
Ende vanopinda zvino munguva. Amen.
And will return back to eternity.
Wochizodzokera muzienda nakuenda.
Eternity has dropped down.
Kuzienda nakuenda rawaisa pano.
In a body called time.
Mutumbi unonzi nguva.
Then goes right back into eternity again.
Wochizodzokera zvekare muzienda nakuenda.
It cannot perish.
Hazvigoni kuparara.
The last one, the church and its condition.
Amen.
Paragraph 37.
Paragraph 37.
You couldn't love nothing that wasn't of your own nature.
Haungade chimwe chinhu chisina nechimiro chako.
Loving has to unite with love.
Rudo runofanira kubatana nerudo.
A husband and a wife have to love one another.
Murume nemudzimai vanofanira kudanana.
If they ever make the grade.
Kana kuri kuti vari vanhu kuti vakasangana.
A husband and a wife, family has to love one another.
Muri dzinofanira kudanana mumwe nemumwe.
If they ever make the grade.
Kana kuri vane pavakambosangana.
Something to be loved.
Chimwe chinhu chinogona kudika.
You search everywhere.
Unotarisa kwese kwese.
Mike, finding a girl to be your wife.
Mike, uchitsvaga musikana wekuva mudzimai
wako. That you love.
Waunoda.
She searches.
Mudzimai anotsvagawo.
Finding a husband that she could love.
Wachitsvagawo murume waanogona kuti ade.
I believe Dorcas is coming from Mike.
Do you know him, but Dorcas, wakabva kuna Mike.
May God bless you and may you live ever happily ever after.
Mwari vakuropafadzei mugare muchifara nekusingaperi. Amen.
Think what you shall get from Dorcas.
Haikona kufunga kuti ndichawanei kubva kuna Dorcas.
Don't think what you shall get from Mike.
Haikona kufunga ndichawanei kubva kuna Mike.
Just think what you are going to give into this covenant.
Ingofunga kuti uchapei musungano
iyi. What are you going to give into it?
Uchapei musungano iyoyi.
If she's not so good at cooking.
Kana zvekubika zvichadzwa kunge zviri kure
zvo. If you really love her.
Kana uchinyatsomuda.
Haisi nhau iyoyo.
That's not an issue.
Unotobika iwe.
You have to cook yourself.
Come on, someone say amen to this.
Itayo amen
fanyai.
Sister.
Kana achirara zvokuti kana matsotsi anozviva pane munhu mumba akauya manheruka.
If he continues with that deep sleep.
Ngonono dzimwe dzokuti imba inotinhira dziyaitika.
That other snoring.
Kana uchimuda uyu.
If you love him.
Unoti shasha yangu ya zoro.
Say right, my husband is now at rest.
Ukaona kuti akumana mararira acho kaiyaiyaiya zviri kwangu uko.
If you see yourself now complaining.
Vanhu wee zviri kwangu uyai mumbonzwawo.
Oh poor me, good people, come and see.
Uyai mumbonzwawo kuti mungati ihochi here dziri kupinda mumba muno kana kuti dziri mukati memba makara kuni here ari mukati memba muno.
Amen. complaints after complaints because the brother is snoring.
You
have to rejoice
because
of your husband snoring. If he's snoring, then you say yes. And you'll be saying amen to that snoring. Yeah, he's now well fed and I've spoken his
life.
Amen. Yes, hallelujah.
God bless you. Well, thank you very much for coming.
Mwana wakuropa fadzei mfundisi. Mwana wakuropa fadzei Isli, ndinokudai, ndinokudai, ndinokudai.
I love you so much and so much.
Ndinokudai zvakanyanya, zvakanyanya. Mwari wakuropa fadzei.
Thank you for the water.
Ndinokutendai nenyaya yemvura iyi.